World Service.
And that's why we leave our colleagues on the World Service to begin a new day here on BBC Radio 4. Very good morning. This is Vigialis. It's 20 past 5 on Monday, the 9th of September. It's just coming up to 10 o'clock in the morning in Colombo, Sri Lanka, where the hopes and dreams of 20 million people are focused on a cricket ground just south of All Broadcasting House here in central London. We'll have an update on that in a news briefing later. Simon King is standing by with the shipping forecast. Before that, let's look ahead to later this afternoon and a new series that looks at the magic of numbers.
Imagine a scrap of data that could help rescue a man lost at sea, reveal the secrets of the universe, or expose staggering financial fraud.
This guy gets into the market the day before the market goes up, and he gets out of the market the day before the market goes down.
I'm Hannah Fry, a mathematician who studies patterns in human behaviour. Join me on 10 extraordinary adventures of data and discovery.
It was a catalogue of people's preferences, interests, plans, hopes, dreams and desires. And there must be patterns in there too.
Uncharted on BBC Sounds and Radio 4 starts this afternoon at 1:45.
Now let's head to the BBC Weather Centre and join Simon King. Morning, Simon.
Vigi, good morning. Thank you. And now the shipping forecast issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 0505 on Monday, the 9th of September. There are warnings of gales in Rockall, Malin, Hebrides and Bailey. The general synopsis at midnight. New low expected Hebrides 993 by midnight tonight. The area forecasts for the next 24 hours. Viking, north at Sierra. Northwesterly 4 to 6, backing westerly 3 to 5, becoming variable 2 to 4 later. Rain, perhaps thundery at first in north at Sierra, then showers, good occasionally poor at first. South at Sierra, variable 3 or 4, becoming northwesterly 5 to 7, backing southwesterly 2 to 4 later. Rain, perhaps thundery at first, then showers, moderate or poor, becoming good. 40s, Cromarty, 4th, Tyne, West Dogger. Northwesterly 4 to 6, backing westerly 3 to 5, then southwesterly 5 to 7 later, perhaps gale 8 later in Cromarty. Rain or showers, good, occasionally poor. East Dogger, Fisher, German Bight. Variable 2 to 4, becoming northwesterly 5 to 7, then backing southwesterly later. Rain or showers, perhaps thundery at first, moderate or good, occasionally poor at first. Humber, Thames. West or northwest 3 to 5, increasing 6 for a time, backing southwest 5 or 6 later. Rain or showers, thundery at first, fog patches at first in Humber. Moderate or good, occasionally very poor at first in Humber. Dover, White, Portland, Plymouth, Biscay. West or northwest, 4 to 6. Showers, good, occasionally moderate. Fitzroy. North or northwest, 3 to 5, occasionally 6 later. Rain at times, thundery in west. Fog patches in southeast. Moderate or good, occasionally very poor in southeast. Sol, Lundy, Fastnet, Irish Sea, Shannon. Northwest, backing west, 4 to 6, occasionally 7 later. Rain at times later, good occasionally moderate later. Rockall, Malin, Hebrides, Bailey. West or northwest, 4 to 6, increasing 6 to gale 8 later, perhaps severe gale 9 later. Rain or showers, becoming squally later, moderate or good, occasionally poor later. Fair Isle, Faroes, westerly or northwesterly 3 to 5, becoming cyclonic 4 to 6 later, occasionally 7 later in West Fair Isle. Showers, perhaps thundery later, good, occasionally poor later. Southeast Iceland, cyclonic 3 to 5, becoming northwesterly 4 to 6, showers, good, occasionally moderate. Weather reports from coastal stations for 0400. Tarry Automatic, northwest 4, 12 miles, 1011, rising slowly. Stornoway, southwest 3, 12 miles, 1008, falling slowly. Lerwick, west northwest 3, 19 miles, 1004, rising slowly. Lucas, southwest 1, 30 miles, 1007, rising more slowly. Bridlington, northwest by north 4, 1003, rising slowly. Sandetti Light Vestal Automatic. Northwest by West 5, 2 miles, 1003. Jersey. Northwest by West 4, 7 miles, 1010, rising more slowly. City Automatic. North-northwest 4, 13 miles, 1014, rising slowly. Valencia. North 3, 9 miles, 1017, rising slowly. Ronald's Way. Northwest by North 3, 16 miles, 1010, rising slowly. Malinhead. Northwest 5, 7 miles, 1013, rising slowly. Here is the weather forecast for the inshore waters of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, valid for the following 24 hours, issued by the Met Office at 0500. General situation. Low pressure over the southern North Sea will move away eastwards during Monday, allowing a transient ridge of high pressure to follow from the west. A developing area of low pressure will then track eastwards across the far north of Scotland, introducing a strong west to northwesterly flow on Tuesday, with gales in the north. Cape Wrath to Rattray Head, including Orkney. West or northwest, 4 or 5, backing south or southwest, 2 to 4, becoming cyclonic 5 to 7 later. Showers becoming squally later, good occasionally poor later. Rattray Head to Berwick-upon-Tweed. Northwest, backing southwest, 3 to 5, increasing 6 or 7 later. Showers then rain later, good occasionally poor later. Berwick-upon-Tweed to Whitby. North or northwest 4 or 5, becoming variable 2 to 4, then west or southwest 4 to 6 later. Occasional rain, but becoming fair for a time, good, occasionally moderate. Whitby to Gibraltar Point. Northwest 4 to 6, becoming variable 2 to 4, then southwest 4 to 6 later. Rain or drizzle, then showers, moderate or poor, becoming good. Gibraltar Point to North Foreland. Northwesterly 4 to 6, backing westerly 3 to 5, then southwesterly 4 to 6 later. Drizzle or showers becoming fair later, moderate or poor becoming good. North Foreland to Selsey Bill. Northwesterly 4 or 5, occasionally 6 at first in east and 3 in west, backing westerly or southwesterly 4 to 6 later. Rain at times, becoming fair later, good occasionally moderate at first. Selsey Bill to Lyme Regis. Northwest, backing west later, 4 to 6. Occasional rain at first in east, good occasionally moderate at first in east. Lyme Regis to Land's End, including the Isles of Scilly. Northwest, backing west later, 4 to 6. Showers later, good. Land's End to St David's Head, including the Bristol Channel. Northwest, backing west, 4 to 6, occasionally 7 later. Showers later, good, occasionally moderate later. St David's Head to Great Orme Head, including St George's Channel. Northwest, 5 or 6, backing west or southwest, 3 to 5, increasing 6 or 7 later. Showers later, good. Great Orme Head to the Mallow Galloway. Northwest 4 to 6, backing west or southwest 4 or 5, increasing 6 or 7 later. Rain at times later, good occasionally moderate later. Isle of Man. Northwest 5 to 7, backing west or southwest 4 or 5, increasing 6 or 7 later. Rain at times later, good occasionally moderate later. Loch Foyle to Carnarvon Loch. Northwesterly, backing westerly or southwesterly 4 to 6, veering westerly or northwesterly 5 to 7 later, perhaps gale 8 later in north. Fair, then rain at times, good, occasionally poor later. Mull of Galloway to Mull of Kintyre, including the Firth of Clyde and North Channel. Northwesterly, backing westerly or southwesterly 4 to 6, occasionally 3 at first in far north, veering northwesterly 5 to 7 later. Fair, then rain, good occasionally poor later. Malav Kintard, Art American Point. Northwest, backing west or southwest, 4 to 6. Veering west or northwest, 6 to gale, 8 later. Rain or showers, good, occasionally moderate at first and poor later. Art American Point to Cape Wrath. West or southwest, 3 to 5, becoming cyclonic. Then northwest, 6 to gale, 8 later. Perhaps severe gale, 9 later. Rain or showers, becoming squally later. Good, occasionally moderate at first and poor later. Shetland Isles, northwest 3 to 5, backing west or southwest 3 or 4, becoming variable 3 or less later. Showers, then rain later in south, good occasionally poor later in south. That completes the shipping bulletin. I'll be back with the general weather forecast in a few minutes.
Simon, thanks very much indeed. This is BBC Radio 4. It's 5:30 on Monday, the 9th of September. Good morning. This is News Briefing with Vijay Alice. Two of Britain's biggest unions have urged Sir Keir Starmer to ditch his plan to stop winter fuel payments for millions of pensioners. Councils in England are being given the power to control bus services in their area. In business, a report says the UK is losing billions of pounds a year in revenue because of tax evasion by small businesses. And in sport, the King has congratulated Paralympics GB after the team finished the Games in Paris in second place on the medal table. Two of Britain's biggest unions have added to the pressure on the government to reverse its decision to scrap the winter fuel allowance for millions of pensioners in England and Wales. The Unite and PCS unions have criticised the plan at the TUC conference in Brighton. It's thought that a number of Labour MPs will refuse to support the policy when it's put to a vote in the Commons tomorrow. Fran Heathcote is the General Secretary of the PCS Union, which represents civil servants. She said the decision to cut the allowance was a misstep which needed to be put right.
I don't accept that it's not a decision that can't be changed. It wasn't very long ago that Sir Keir Starmer was criticising a Tory minister who was suggesting cuts to the winter fuel payment, saying that that was not a road Labour would go down. And in fact, they would be on the side of pensioners who were struggling to make ends meet.
Syria's state news agency says Israeli strikes have killed at least 5 people and injured more than a dozen in the centre of the country. It says 5 sites were targeted, including a scientific research centre. There's been no response from Israel. More local authorities in England are to be given powers to take control of bus services under legislation being introduced in Parliament today. The Transport Secretary, Louise Haig, said it was part of a bus revolution which would put passengers first. The COVID inquiry will begin a new phase today covering the impact of the pandemic on healthcare systems in the 4 nations of the UK. It will focus on staffing, critical care and the treatment of patients in the NHS. Stories from more than 30,000 health workers, patients and relatives have been collated and will be entered as evidence. The inquiry's secretary, Ben Connor, says it's given more people the opportunity to have their stories heard.
What Every Story Matters can do is enable a much larger number of people, some of whom wouldn't want to give such formal evidence